Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like your relationships are taking up more space in your head than they should? You know that feeling when you're constantly thinking about a conversation or replaying an interaction over and over? We've all been there. But guess what? Relationships, the good, the bad, the complicated ones, they are absolutely key to our emotional well-being. Today, we're diving deep into creating healthy relationships that actually support us, instead of leaving us feeling drained or stressed out. Because let's be real, life is tough enough without adding relationship drama to the mix, right? We're talking about building genuine connections, setting boundaries, communicating effectively, all those things that sound super obvious but can be seriously tricky in practice. So, what are some actionable steps we can take to build these healthy relationships? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, practice empathy. This might seem basic, but truly understanding where the other person is coming from, even when you don't agree with them, is crucial. Imagine yourself in their shoes, consider their experiences and perspectives. It's like having a superpower helps you connect on a deeper level and navigate disagreements more constructively. Think about that last time you felt misunderstood. How would things have been different if the other person had really tried to see your point of view? Next up, communicate clearly and honestly. This doesn't mean being brutally blunt or saying whatever pops into your head. It means expressing your needs and feelings openly and respectfully, while also actively listening to what the other person has to say. Imagine you're trying to build a house. Clear communication is like the foundation. Without it, everything else crumbles. Thirdly, set healthy boundaries. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they're about protecting your own well-being and creating space for mutual respect. It's like having a personal bubble that lets you know when someone is getting too close or crossing a line. Think of it as self-care. You deserve to feel safe and respected in your relationships. Fourth, practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means choosing to let go of anger and resentment so that you can move forward. Imagine it like releasing a heavy weight you've been carrying around for ages. Suddenly, you feel lighter and freer. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Take the time to appreciate the good things in your relationships. Express your thanks, offer compliments, and celebrate milestones together. Think of it as watering the seeds of connection with a little nurturing. They can blossom into something truly beautiful. Let me tell you about a situation that really brought this all home for me. A few months back, I had a disagreement with a close friend. We were both super passionate about our views, and things got a bit heated. Afterward, I was feeling pretty down, like maybe our friendship was irreparable. But then I took a step back and remembered these 5 key takeaways. I practiced empathy by trying to understand where my friend was coming from, even though we disagreed. I communicated honestly about how their words made me feel, but also listened actively to their perspective. We set some boundaries around certain topics that were causing tension, and I consciously chose to forgive them for any hurt feelings. And most importantly, I focused on the positive aspects of our friendship, all the good times we'd shared and the support we always offered each other. You know what? That conversation ended up being a turning point in our relationship. We learned to communicate more effectively, respect each other's boundaries, and ultimately grew closer together. It just goes to show that even when things get tough, healthy relationships are absolutely worth fighting for. So remember, building strong, supportive relationships takes effort, but the payoff is immense. Start by implementing these 5 key takeaways in your own life. You'll be surprised at how much of a difference it makes. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts on today's episode with me on social media. I want to hear your stories and insights. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, keep striving for those healthy connections.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.